Top Cottage Trail, FDR's Land.
The car stops somewhere in the flitting shadows of tall evergreens. FDR loves it there. The sun comes through the thick, deep green only in shifting spots and sparkles here and there in a pebbly brook that wanders by the road.
The reminiscences of Daisy Sukley, cousin and close companion of FDR, remind us of a man who understood, valued, and preserved nature, sharing its restorative benefits with close friends, his Hyde Park community, and the entire nation. Notice the stone walls that follow the contour of the hill crest. These are fashioned from native fieldstone and form a corner alongside the trail. The walls work in accordance with their surroundings, creating a man-made boundary line appropriately shared with nature. This considerate approach to the land extended into FDR's commitment to making wise use of natural resources, a practice he employed on his own property by planting nearly 500,000 trees, and nationally through programs such as the Civilian Conservation Corps, which vastly improved the nation's parks and trails, and planted millions of acres of trees in farms and forests. To quote FDR,
"Every American who loves his country should take to heart the earnest and sensible plea for a vigorous, continuing national policy of conservation. As for myself, I am dedicated to this cause."